You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here. Poloski to score in a Swansea win at 5-2 was 9-5 and is now 5-2. And Jordan Ayew to score in an Aston Villa win is now 12s from 9-1. We talk about finding money in the street, DK. This season playing Aston Villa has been like finding 3 points in the street. And this is a massive game for Swansea.
It is. They've picked up just 3 points from their last 42 available on the road, Villa. And a lot of people will be maybe licking their chops at seeing Swansea at 4-6 to win this game. And I must admit, I am leaning towards Swansea, but they've only scored 6 goals in their last 8 Premier League games at home, and that concerns me a little bit. And they were beaten last weekend in what was an entertaining game away from home against Bournemouth. No real disgrace in that performance, given that Bournemouth have been incredibly strong recently. I just find it impossible to back Aston Villa at 9-2 in this game. Maybe Derek will disagree with me, but I still don't think it's big enough, because Villa have not looked like winning a game for donkey's years. If you even go further back, their away form, they've lost 30 of their last 42 Premier League away games. They've only won 6 of those, and they haven't won away from home in the Premier League when they've conceded a goal since beating Southampton 3-2. That was back in December 2013. So if they are on the road and they concede, they don't win football matches. But I'm slightly reticent to back Swansea at 4-6 as well. I'm going to go back to the well with a guy that I've mentioned on the last two editions of this Weekend Pump podcast, Gylfi Sigurdsson. He's 9-5 to score anytime here. He's got 7 in his last 11 Premier League appearances for Swansea. Scored when I put him up against Norwich at 15-8, and notched again at the weekend away from home against Bournemouth. He was 100-30 on that occasion. 9-5 is more than fair against Aston Villa. And in 2016, only Sergio Aguero and Harry Kane have got more Premier League goals than Sigurdsson. So 9-5 at home against Villa looks like a gift to me. So that's my bet in the game. I couldn't back Villa at 9-2, though. I'd want much bigger.
Yeah. Well, you're right about Sigurdsson, because I know he's officially a midfield player, but he isn't, is he? He's a bit like, remember John Walk, who used to play for Ipswich and then Liverpool? You know, he had an unbelievable record as a midfielder, maybe more recently Frank Lampard. But Sigurdsson's like that. He doesn't seem to have any defensive responsibilities for a midfielder. He's just there to create and score, and he's doing a great job of it now.
Yeah, we've only just turned 18, by the way, Derek, so I've got no idea what you're talking about with John Walk.
Surely you remember John Walk, don't
I remember
you?
Him, yeah.
Oh, God, I was putting years on me there. Yeah, I agree. I think he's a great price against Gibson. I said a match, Jesus. You know, 4-6 Swansea. There's no way you can back Swansea at 4-6, but you can't back Villa at any price because they are more than useless. God, I couldn't go for it. It's against my religion back in Swansea at 4-6. They don't score enough goals, and you can see Villa going there. You know, nothing to play for now but pride, but still they'll want to come away with something.
They've got no pride though, Derek, have they?
No, that's true.
You say nothing to play for apart from pride, but surely pride would have kicked in a while ago now.
Yeah, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you? I mean, there have been one or two sort of bright spots, one or two sort of glimmers that maybe they're putting something together. They weren't that bad against Tottenham at the weekend, to be honest. I know it was 2-0, but yeah. You know, they were expected to lose that game. They didn't disgrace themselves. I don't know. I can't bring myself to back Swansea 4-6. And you're right about Villa. 9-2 is no price. You know, for a team that's only won 3 games out of 30, it's no price. That I'll play your game and go for Sigurdsson to score. I think that is a big price for him.
Yeah, 9-5 looks a good price. Give it. I like backing goal scorers that are in form. And as Derek mentioned, he plays more like a number 10. He'll be floating in behind those, whoever plays up front for Swansea, probably be Alberto Poloschi. I think he'll play just in behind. So yeah, Sigurdsson 9-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.